Our summer reading series comes to an end this week with Dr. Julie Freischlag. She is Surgeon-in-Chief at Johns Hopkins Hospital and Chair of the Surgery Department at the Johns Hopkins School of Medicine in Baltimore. Dr. Freischlag says she recently enjoyed The Secret Life of Bees, Sue Monk Kidd's debut novel about a young girl's search for the truth about her family history.
It's about sort of finding yourself, discovering who you were, even though you didn't know all the details from where you came, and then going on and exploring into new territories. So it was an excellent book.
Two books by novelist Barbara Kingsolver are also recent favorites of Dr. Freischlag, The Prodigal Summer and The Poisonwood Bible.
And those, even though they're not recent writes, were recent reads for me. And again, very intriguing stories, I guess, about women trying to solve problems, conquer unusual circumstances, and very poignant stories about where they went. So I actually thought the books were very different, even though it's the same author.
Dr. Freischlag says reading is a gift she gives herself, but that sometimes it's difficult to make time for books because of her administrative, teaching, and surgical schedules.
I'm actually up and probably out the door by 6 or 6:30 in the morning, sometimes a little earlier. And so I will read probably early evening, and then sometimes just late evening right before I go to bed, I'll do reading.
Vascular surgery is Dr. Freischlag's specialty. She's one of the originators of a technique called thoracic outlet surgery. Dr. Freischlag says her reading material has never included popular books on medicine or the medical profession.
Part of our problem is that we know so much that when we go to read those, that it's very superficial. Frankly, I guess because they don't have as much information as I want, or I'm not sure it's the depth that I want, that I really haven't found a favorite in those as I've gone along.
But before coming to Johns Hopkins from her previous post at UCLA, Dr. Freischlag says she read Alfred Blalock, His Life and Times, the biography of a pioneering Johns Hopkins surgeon. William Longmire, one of Freischlag's teachers, wrote the book.
And I had read it years ago, and obviously it had more impact now that I got this job, and I went back and reread that. And I think the books written by other physicians sometimes I find much more true to life than those books written by someone who didn't really know the impact of their craft or really the true detail. So that's an excellent book.
One area in which Dr. Freischlag has begun to read more is management and leadership theory. She says she learned something about leadership from American Sphinx, a biography of Thomas Jefferson by Joseph J. Ellis. She also liked She Wins, You Win by Gail Evans and Leadership on the Line by Martin Linsky and Ronald Heifetz.
They're actually work. When you read those books, you have to think about them. Organize them and put them in where you think you want to go with them. And so those I tend to read a little bit less often or read again in small spurts because they aren't really as much fun as the other because you really have to self-reflect with them.
Dr. Julie Freischlag, Surgeon-in-Chief at Johns Hopkins Hospital and Chair of the Department of Surgery at the Johns Hopkins School of Medicine. To learn more about Dr. Freischlag's reading choices and those of the other people we've profiled throughout the summer, please visit our website at npr.org. Our summer reading series was produced by Neil Carruth and Sarah Handel.